Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? iHeart Miko Podcast, July 10th, 2017. I am coming to you live from Moose Cat Studios once again. Shout out Mike for letting me drop in and steal his time and his attentions to do my show. I know that you guys said last week the energy was low on the show. I wasn't as loud and crazy. So today I got this crazy motherfucker. AJ Francis is back. What up, AJ? You can never be chill around AJ. It's no fucking way to be any type of chill around AJ.
So nah, thank you on your shit when I'm down.
Yeah, so thank you for joining me, AJ. And then I got baby daddy himself, Brent Grimes.
Yeah, it's me.
You back?
I'm here.
You back?
I'm on it.
Thank you, baby daddy.
Two real niggas on the show at once. Too much realness.
Okay, y'all all out and shit. I can't wait to hear y'all information, your comments on these little topics. And shit. All so right. So you guys know it's a dead time right now. This is the dry spell. This is the time of year where you don't want to get in trouble because you become big news.
Oh yeah,
big awesome. News. Even when it ain't even no news, it's big news. You know,
because they gotta fill time somehow. It's 24-hour networks.
Right, 24-hour networks. So first off, let's start off because I know that I addressed. Or I discussed myself and Brent being on the new reality show on VH1 called Baller Wives. Mm-hmm. So I got to give some insight and my opinion on me being on the show, but nobody's heard from you, Brent. So a couple of people wanted to know, first off, why in the fuck did you let me sign up to do a reality show? What the fuck
Man,
was you
I'm
thinking?
Tripping. I was tripping, I think.
He was
nah,
tripping.
But but I feel like it's a good thing. People get to see what type of person you really are, you know? People don't know you for real. They might just know your social media stuff. It's a way to get to know you. It's also, I feel like, a good opportunity for you to, you know, get some publicity for, you know, stuff you're trying to do, especially this podcast, because it's so real.
Right.
You know, you could get more people to see it, know about it, they'll check it out, and if they check it out, they're going to like it. So I feel like this is a good opportunity for you to do that, along with other things. But
I think the best thing that's going to come from this is when they see you in the kitchen whipping the brick, you're going to end up getting a damn cookbook out of this, and niggas going to be making meat steaks all across the entire
Baller, region. Baller, baller, baller.
We need more meat steaks in the world.
We do.
Steak was so good this week. I had the one you left on me. Jones so good I ate it with a baby fork and a butter knife.
I saw that shit. I said, how does this nigga cut a steak with a butter knife? And you used one of Aiden's little baby forks. When I first started teaching him how to use silverware, I kept all that little baby silverware. And why did you use that, AJ? What the fuck was you thinking?
AJ's so hungry, he couldn't even look in a dishwasher, though. Like,
so all the forks was dirty, so you just used Aiden's baby fork.
Yeah, I looked at where the silverware was. I saw a butter knife and I saw a baby fork, and that's it.
I've made it happen with work with less.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real savages, you just adapt to your circumstances. That's how the world works.
If you was a real nigga, you would have ate it with your bare hands. Like,
you're right, I should have ate it like a grizzly bear.
That's how Aiden eats his steak, straight up with his
like
hands. He just picks the whole thing
up. Do
we
call them steaks yet, or he still call them cow?
He calls it cow still. He does.
Savage. I'm having cow tonight.
Aiden cow calls steak cow. He'll say, Mom, could you make me a good cow tonight? Could you make me one of those good cows? I'll be like, all right.
That's how you keep it real, bro.
Aiden calls it exactly what it is. It's a fucking cow. It's not a steak. Yeah. Brent, some people wanted to know some other questions, but I wanted to know some stuff too. So I'm going to mix in a couple questions. AJ, feel free to jump right in whenever you want.
Like Double Dutch.
Yes. What was your biggest fear? What could still be? You know, we can't give up any information, anything that's happened on the show, okay? You have to keep that to yourself. But what coming into allowing me to sign up for this show? Because just so people know, Brent Grimes did not sign up to be on this show. He is the only cast member that has not signed the contract. The only one.
Real nigga, keep it real all the way.
Before we talk about, you know, the question I was going to ask, why didn't you sign the contract to be on the show?
Because I don't want people telling me where I got to be and what I got to do. That's it, pretty much. So if I don't feel like doing something, I don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't want to sign a contract.
So you just don't like me, you don't like people telling you what to do.
No, not at all. I can't stand it. Ever since I was little, I hate when people tell me what to do.
I can attest to that, because even when I tell his dog ass to do something, he give me all types of eyeballs and shit, breathing hard, suck his teeth. Oh. Be like,
the only bad part about this is the fact that, like I said, you're gonna leave out of this with a cookbook. Britton was gonna leave out of this with his own indoor soccer shoe and a custom soccer ball. Once they start filming it here, they see how this nigga really just be in the living room
playing soccer
with the soccer ball.
Right. It's gonna be lit.
Yeah, it's gonna be on. So he'll be like, he really just sit in the house and do this for hours. Be like, yeah,
all day.
Really.
All day. So you're the only person that didn't sign the contract, but you do film with me occasionally when I beg you
right.
to film with me. So I do appreciate
right.
that. But going into this, we've been asked to do reality shows for at least about 5 years now, 5 or 6 years, as far as I can count. And you've always said no. So
right.
then you finally said yes, and you
Real
said
nigga.
You wanted people to get to know me and me to I'm really trying to do some other things outside of cookbooks and shit. But going into it, what was the thing, like your biggest fear? Like, what were you most afraid of from me?
My fear with a reality show is I know it's a show, and I know they have to sell drama. So I feel like knowing you and your personality and how combustible, that's a good word to use, combustible you are.
The perfect word.
That they would try to just stir stuff up with you, hoping that you would just go off. You know what I'm saying? And I
right.
feel like that's my biggest fear with it. Anything else, I mean, I feel like you can handle it and you're not dumb. Like, if I thought you was dumb, there's no way that I would allow this to go on, because you would represent us terribly if you were stupid. But you're not, so I'm cool with it. But that was my biggest fear going in, was just like they would try to set up stuff just to get you to over, like, react and do, you know, be wild and try to make you like the villain of the show. That's my biggest fear.
My biggest fear, I think, is going to be sitting at home and getting a call on a Saturday night while Brent's at an away game and Aiden or Granny calling me, and it's because you don't whoop somebody ass. and we got to get you out of jail. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be my biggest fear. Because I know you, and I know you, if you feel like when you within your rights to lay hands, you
yeah.
ain't going to hesitate.
I absolutely
hands
am.
On somebody.
If I feel like I'm within my right, if I feel like I can clear this with Brent, that ass is beat. that ass is good as beat, my nigga. If I go into a scene and I feel like Brent will okay this ass whooping, because there are some ass whoopings that are approved, right, Brent? When are the ass whoopings
right.
approved?
It's definite approved ass whoopings out there. Some you gotta let slide, and, you know, but some are well within their rights to get their ass whooped.
Okay.
And I understand completely.
Right. So if there's an approved ass whooping, one of these hoes sign up for it. Oh yeah, I'm present for it.
I cannot wait for it. Because I don't think you get out the first season without having to lay hands on somebody. and the thing is, that's what I'm most looking forward to be honest with you, because I know you can throw hands.
Yeah.
And 99.9% of these bitches can't. So.
Right.
I'm expecting you to put it on them like put on like Manny did the horn cuz from Australia, except you're gonna win by the situation.
Right. Well, you know, I just feel like, to me personally, like I actually came into this seeing the show as like a challenge. You know, Aiden calls it a test. Aiden says this show is a test. He wants to see if I can resolve issues without yelling, without hitting, putting my finger in people's face. I may or may not have failed already. You know, you guys have to watch and see. You're going to have to watch your motherfucking see. I may or may not have already disappointed my family. But, you know, At the end of the day, you know, I'm me, you know, and that's really what I hope that you guys get out of the show. One thing I will say is I know you guys have noticed that I've been, you know, dressing up a little more, wearing hella makeup and hair. That's only because bitches really think that their lane is like a bitch can't merge into their lane. Like, let me tell y'all something. That makeup shit, that hair, makeup, clothes shit, I could kill all of that shit. All of it. I'm about to show y'all. But I'm a tomboy. I want to wear sneakers. I want to wear no makeup. And I just feel like I have to do so much just to, like, get people's, like, oh, okay, she could be cute too. Like, that shit is annoying. I just want y'all to know I did it for y'all asses. But if this shit get picked up for another season, y'all going to see sneakers, fucking cornrows, sweats, Nike, everything, bitch. Fuck all that shit.
Hey, what you got to do is bring them to LA Fitness with us one time, getting buckets.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Got to do that. Got to do that. But this shit got to get picked up, so you motherfuckers better listen. You better watch the goddamn show and like it, too. Like it. Shit. You guys got any more questions for me anyways about the show or any comments?
No, I'm good.
Brent, how you feeling? How you feeling so far, Brent, about the show?
It's cool. It's cool. I'm not required to do stuff, so I'm good.
I gotta ask Brent like a week out, like 2 weeks out, like, hey, could we film this? And he be looking at me like, I guess. He treat me like I'm the help and shit. I'll be over here like, man, I gotta beg this nigga. VH1 hit me up. Miko, could you ask Brent if he could do this, if he could do this? I'm like, man, I got to take another molar out the back of my goddamn jaw. So, I gotta do something strange to get this nigga on camera and shit. But it's all good. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it, man. I cannot wait. It's August 14th is the premiere. It's on a Monday. Who the fuck gets Monday nights? We got Monday night, bitch. That is reality show night. Ratchet Mondays.
That's a big night.
Ratchet fucking Mondays with Baller Wives on VH1. Tune the fuck in, everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to DVR it for you because you know I'm definitely watching Monday Night Raw. But
yes, I know.
But I will definitely DVR it and turn back in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Respect.
As soon as Raw go off. You know what
no shade, AJ. No shade. And speaking of Raw, could you? I know some of my listeners do fuck with the wrestling shit. Is there anything going on in that world you want to update my peoples about, tell them about?
Oh, yeah. Last night, when we were here watching it with Aiden and Brent. It was a pay-per-view. The pay-per-view was called, wait for it, Meek, Great Balls of Fire.
Before you go any further. If Vince McMahon is listening to this podcast,
oh my God,
I want to know why is this wrestling event called Great Balls of Fire? All right,
oh my God, why is it named Great Balls of Fire? What the fuck is that?
Exactly.
You know why?
Why?
Because niggas is talking about it. He's smart. Because
he just needs something to talk about.
Yeah, the last two pay-per-views before this were Payback and Backlash. And niggas is not talking about them. But guess what? Niggas talking about Great Balls of Fire.
Legend. Vince McMahon is a legend. I can't even hate on it.
But last night, I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns is going to be arrested for attempted murder.
What happened?
So they had an ambulance match with Braun Strowman, who's the big mountain, 7-foot-tall powerlifting champ. And Roman Reigns lost, and then he spazzed and threw a Braun Strowman in the back of the ambulance and then drove the ambulance out to, like, the parking lot area and then put it in reverse and slammed it into a trailer and, like, folded up the back of the ambulance. They had to use the jaws of life to open the door to get this big nigga out of there. And Roman Reigns just, like, casually strolled off after basically killing this nigga. So I'm pretty sure he's...
Damn.
I'm pretty sure... Yeah, he did this in Texas, too, where they'll kill a nigga for anything. You can get the death penalty for anything in Texas for jaywalking and all types of shit. So for DWBs, you can get the death penalty in Texas, I'm pretty sure.
Driving Damn. While black. Whistling. Damn. WWB so sure whistling he while black.
You get this. Damn.
Sick.
Driving while black gets you the death penalty, bro?
In Texas? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
God.
And don't let your seatbelt not be on.
Oh, man.
Don't do that. Yeah. You're going to get a bullet right in the forehead, my nigga.
Execution style?
Execution style. You got that seatbelt on. That means
you
wasn't
right across the chest where your seatbelt.
Yeah, because if your body should happen to fly out of your car when you have
they
an
accident,
they're
not going to give you a bullet hole seatbelt, bro.
No, they're not. And if your body
look like Rambo when you got to hold a bullet strap across his chest,
yes.
That's what you look like on the inside.
That's attempted murder, bro. If you don't have your seatbelt on, because if your body fly out of the car and hit somebody else and they die, then what?
I got you.
And you black.
I'm with you now.
So if you black and it happened at night, they can't even see the body fly out of the car. Boom.
I feel you. Double murder right there. I'm on it.
Speaking of double murder, sick segue right here. Black China murdered. Rob thought he was going to murder Black China, and she murdered him.
Yeah, he left.
Murdered the fuck out of him,
dog. What was
he
thinking, bro? Did he not know who he was dealing with? That's what I don't understand. When you was telling me, I'm like, why is he surprised?
You know whose fault this is? This is Rob's mama fault.
Why the mama?
Because their mother is allegedly the brains behind the entire brand and how she... you know, manipulates and moves money. She's a legend. But I feel like she underestimated Black China. She should have been in Rob's ear like, hey, nigga,
keep it real,
my nigga. This was your sister's man, bitch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was with your sister's man. She
got a son with him.
Got a baby out of him, cashed out, and then was really like in a real relationship with the nigga, fucked around and brought him around your motherfucking sister who want to be relevant. She hopped on his dick, took him, and you thought this bitch wasn't coming back for revenge? This was a 2-year plot. I applaud her for her patience.
Yeah, it's very smart by her.
I also don't blame the mom at all. I blame Rob for being a sucker.
Rob has been a sucker his whole life. His mama knew he was a sucker. She knew one of her kids is weak. Rob's the weak one. She should have been over there like, listen, we got to fix this. You can't be fucking her. She should have ended that whole shit. How Rob Kardashian get Black China? How?
Yeah.
How?
That's what I'm saying. Ducats.
Green skin.
So you should know this is a plan.
The jewelry, right?
It's plenty of niggas that have money that don't look like that.
But it's not an easy of a scheme.
Yeah. A lot of those niggas don't look like the Michelin tire.
Let me tell you something. One thing I know is niggas is buying pussy out here. And there's plenty of niggas that look good buying pussy. And Rob Kardashian buying pussy is pretty tragic. And that looked like a setup from the beginning, from day one. When I saw that it was dating, I was like, oh my God.
You're absolutely correct.
You're not wrong.
But he is the sucker in it because he should have known and got what he can get out of it. Maybe he's going to spend some money, but he shouldn't have been heartbroken at the end of it.
And
because
also,
he should have known what was coming.
And also on top of that, like, no shade at all. Black China look good, but like, I feel like if you're going to put all your eggs in a basket and your family worth damn near $1 billion, I feel like you could do better than Black China.
That's what I'm talking about. His mama should have came in. His mama should have been like, listen,
weak.
His mama. His mama
should have.
He could have
been with like Margot Robbie.
Yeah, he could have just blown some money on a bad chick that everybody else hasn't smashed.
Yeah.
But
and if she played him, he could just take his losses. Damn.
How savage is it that while he was, air quotes, exposing her on social media, she was sending him fuck videos of her and the niggas. Like, telling,
brilliant.
Like, dog, she's like, here, look at this. Look at me taking this dick. Post this one, too.
Was,
like, she
when
was,
you
trying,
was telling me that. I was like, that's brilliant by her.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, she's just fanning the fire.
Yeah, he has no ammo. That was like, it's nothing he can do now. Like,
then
she doesn't care.
Then she went on Snap, and when he started posting, he had just gave her $250,000 in jewelry. I follow her on Snap. I don't follow her on anything else. But I follow her on Snap, and she started posting videos wearing all the jewelry. And the nigga she was fucking was in the video with her. I said, oh, my gosh, she don't give a fuck. And this nigga just keeps talking.
You're probably right. His mom should. His mom should have known that her son is whack. They can't recognize a plot. and Mm-mm. she should have jumped on it. And he's just whack and lame. And that's why.
Yeah, he definitely loved. And then he fucked it up for everybody. I'm gonna say this right now, and any real nigga listening gotta know this: you don't post news
because
then you fuck it up for everybody else trying to get news.
No, thank you.
Because every nigga that's tried to get a nude from a girl since Rob posted Black China news, Mm-mm. all the girls is thinking,
"Nope,
I don't know if I want to send this nigga my news because he might post them shits.
This nigga might get
for
mad.
Everybody.
Fucking up the game."
You're right.
He doesn't even know what to do. He doesn't even know how he could have gotten out of it. You know how I feel like he could have gotten out of this, honestly and truthfully?
Fuck Black China?
No. He's in now. No, he's in. It's done. I'm talking about today. How he can get this today is he should have never went at her. All he should have done was get a video of her doing these alleged drugs that he speaks of around her child. Take the baby. Mm-hmm. Duh. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that makes AJ's point. It's all Rob's fault.
His mama.
He had an out. Yeah, but Rob is, he got to realize, like, he should have thought that. Like, I'm not.
Time out. Are you guys in the same room right now?
Yeah.
No, it's not working.
All right, I'll go in another room.
We keeping all this, Mike. Keep talking, motherfucker.
with Rob, he should have just, you know, realized that, not overreacted. Thought of something to do, how he can get out of it with some pride intact, and did it. But no, he did.
He need a real nigga. He should have called me. I could have definitely helped him out of this situation because I like to play in the mud with bitches. You know, this would have been so fun. And I like Black China. It's no shade. I just would have been entertained. I would have had a fee behind it too, but I absolutely could have hooked him up and told him how to get out of this situation.
Well, the worst part of all is that, like, that's why I don't blame the mom. Like you saying, the mom, and you're probably right with what you're saying. But, like, the mom being as smart and as business savvy as she is, she would have never told him in a million years, hey, you know what's a good idea? Post her news on Instagram. That is going to work out great for us in this story.
Right.
Yeah, so that's why it's all on him. He took the L and he couldn't take it like a man. He loafed. Niggas loaf. Niggas loaf every day, B. That happens. Every day. It happens. But what you can't do is then dig yourself a bigger hole that you can't get out of. Now she about to press these charges about mm-hmm. this damn revenge porn shit.
Yeah, he tore his drawers.
But the thing is, I don't think that's going to happen. All that is just a smokescreen so that she can get her price up even more. And then when they buy her out and get her to, like, sign a non-disclosure agreement or whatever mm-hmm. the hell it's called, it's going to end up, she's going to get way more money now because he posted the news and he blew the bag. And mm-hmm. then now his mama not going to let him date nobody that's not Sister Marianne, the priest, I mean, the nun from St. Kellogg's Cathedral. So like, he done ruined it for himself and everybody.
Oh my God, this is tragic. I can't wait to see like what ends up happening, because you know what I think is gonna happen. Truthfully, I still think that Black China is GOAT. She's still gonna marry Rob Kardashian and get that Kardashian last name. Watch if she does.
That's not happening.
If he
marries her still after all this, he goes down and he's a first ballot sucker Hall of Famer.
He either gonna marry her or he's gonna get her another baby. She gonna have another baby by him or he's gonna marry her. That's what I think is gonna happen. Really. Because I feel like the mom is gonna be like, well, shit, I gotta profit off of this somehow. The shit is out here now. Fuck it. Let's profit. And a profit would be them getting married, having some big wedding, having their own show that she's fucking niggas on the side the whole time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
That I would watch that shit. Them arguing about him catching niggas sneaking out the back door. I would watch it. I would. Black China probably trying to get a fucking a sex tape out of this anyway. That's probably why she sent him all those videos. Like, hey, this is how I want you to line them up. All right, put this one first. Then this one. Post this one.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, she don't care. Black China is about her money. And to me, it doesn't bother me. Not one bit. Because it seemed like everybody's about their money. I don't know why people have an issue with Wall Street people or government, you know, how dirty their business is and how they make money. Why are we mad that Black China getting dirty in her business? Why?
Not to mention who she taking the money from.
Right. A culture vulture. They family is fucking culture vultures. We need that money back in the culture, my nigga. She bringing that Kardashian money back to the culture. I salute her for that shit. But what I was gonna say too, people were asking me to talk about 21 Savage dating Amber Rose.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's funny to me because like his album just dropped. It's an album. To be quite frank, it's one of the best albums this year that I've heard. It's not better than 444, even no matter what dumbass Lonzo Ball has to say about it. It's not better than Damn by Kendrick. It's not better than the Future album that your homie told me had no hits.
that didn't show up today to receive the fade, but whatever.
Your homie told me it had no hits, but then it had the number one hit of the year on it. It's not better than that album. It's not better than Hendrix, but Hendrix not really a hip hop album to me. That's an R&B album. But like as far as pure hip hop albums, it's probably fourth or maybe 2 Chainz album might be better. So it's probably fourth or fifth best album this year in hip hop. But it's funny because he spends a lot of time talking about girls on the album that been with a whole bunch of his homies and like girls, you know what I'm saying? And girls that be like fucking for the money and like doing all these other things, you know what I'm saying? And the whole time I'm sitting there listening like, yeah, but you're Amber Rose
is riding your mustache, my nigga.
But then you can't really blame him for that because Kanye also made Gold Digger and then he ended up getting with Kim. So it's
This is,
niggas just be saying what they want in songs these days, I suppose.
Yeah, just saying whatever to get the check.
I feel
like people are judging them in a way that I don't really care to judge them. Like I feel like people, whatever people want to do with their private parts is their business. Like it truly, truly is. He knows Amber Rose been with everybody. He know, he seen it. He probably had pulled his ticket. You know how you go to the grocery store at Fresh Market, you got to pull that ticket when you want to get some meat.
Oh my God.
He pulled his ticket and she called his number. Which one of these niggas is going to say, no, I'm going to pass when she call, say, you're number 29, 21, you're up, 21 Savage, your number's up. You want this? Yes, Amber. Like, which one of these rap niggas is going to say no to that, for real?
Not many at all.
So I don't really understand why anybody cares. Amber clearly doesn't give a fuck what nobody thinks. She going to spread this pussy around and enjoy herself at the same damn time.
And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know how long they've been together, but I'm assuming they've been together while he was working on this album. And if him being with her is the reason he made this album so good,
great point.
I hope he stay with her forever.
Great point. Great fucking point.
I hope he with her.
Because when Wiz was with her, he made good music. When Kanye was with her, he made great music. Like, niggas need to figure this shit out. that pussy is making great albums.
Hey, Amber Rose pussy discography is unbelievable.
Unmatched right now. Unmatched. My nigga, blessings then. Shit. Why is people mad? She ain't keeping hip hop alive.
Stem. She rejuvenated Kanye and got Wiz hot.
Yep.
Helped Wiz get hot. And then gave 21 Savage. Now, granted, it's only his second album, but his best album. So, I'm on Team Amber Rose, without a doubt.
So y'all saying it's gold.
Yeah.
The box is golden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's Sunshine from Harlem Nights.
Okay.
Sunshine.
Okay.
Hey, what's up? Put your mother on the phone. Hey, honey, how you doing? All right, well, yeah, I'm never coming home again, so.
Take it easy.
Hey, she said the pussy's so good, you throw it up in the air. and it comes back down as sunshine. That's how she got that name.
Ooh, that's lit. Brent, you gotta come up with something cool about my box like that.
All right, that's
yeah, come on. Work on that for me. Have something ready when I get home.
All right.
Have something ready for me when I get home.
Have that same energy when I see you.
Yes, that same energy, my nigga. Speaking of energy, 3 weeks before training camp, are you motherfuckers ready?
Yeah.
Now, Brent, you didn't sound very ready at all. AJ, you did. Brent, yours sounded like year 12, yeah.
I mean, I'm ready. It's just camp. It's not, like, something to look forward to at all.
Yeah.
Just because it's practice against the same dudes for a month straight.
For a month straight. You got to slam into the same niggas and argue and wrestle with the same niggas.
Do y'all got joint practices in this year?
Yes, with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, we got to practice against the Jags, so we're going to go somewhere else, go stay in a hotel for a week. I mean, it's not nothing to look forward to. I mean, am I ready? Yeah, we could start camp right now, and I'd be cool, but, I mean, it's just –
Yeah, what's crazy is, like, last year when I was in Tampa, it was the worst, most difficult camp I ever had.
Why?
Because he never gave us a bone. Like, you're supposed to – like, every once in a while, you're supposed to – All right, we're not going to practice today. We're going to go to the pool. We're going to go bowling. We're going to watch a movie or something like that. He never did that once.
I was telling you that, Meek. Remember?
Listen,
I was like,
but y'all not going to talk about my coach in my face now. That's not going to happen. Not on my goddamn
and then,
show.
And then on I'm top not of that, we had 2 weeks. We had 2 weeks of joint practices.
Yeah. Damn. And we're not saying he's not a good coach. And he's actually cool.
Yeah.
But whatever the schedule is.
That he just goes with the schedule.
Whatever the schedule is. That he gives you when we report to camp, the 27th, whatever that is, whatever that schedule says,
that's exactly what y'all doing.
What
y'all sticking to it.
From
no deviation whatsoever.
None. Not at all.
Man, let me
Unless
tell you.
It's a natural disaster.
What? Not even. Nigga, we.
Matter of fact,
we,
you can't even.
Y'all had a game during a hurricane last year, dog.
Never mind the game. Never mind the game.
The practice.
It was the day before it. It was the hurricane. We were practicing full pads.
Hold on.
Here's the worst part. So he comes up. The game was supposed to be on Thursday. He comes into the team meeting on Monday and says, look, guys, you know, hurricane's coming. We don't know what's going to happen with the game. They might cancel it. So me, you know, I've been balling all preseason. All the niggas that's been balling all preseason that was going to play in the fourth preseason game was like that. And then all the niggas like Brent that wasn't going to play in the fourth preseason game was like, cool. Now I ain't got to show up for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody was cool with that. Then he come in the next day after practice on Tuesday and he said, yeah, they moved the game. Oh, no, he come in before practice on Tuesday. He goes, yeah, they moved the game up to tomorrow. We're playing tomorrow. And we're like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? So we're probably just going to have a chill little walkthrough day today. You know what I'm saying? Before the game and shit. Because, you know, we got a game tomorrow. And it's being moved up a day. So it's like changing everything. And this is, you know, it's to change everything. He said, but we're still going to go full pass today. Just so y'all know.
Oh,
make
God.
Sure y'all have y'all mind right. God damn, man. We got to play tomorrow.
Yes. That's what we're saying. That's what we mean by. Usually the schedule is like subject to change. His is that's the schedule until whenever the season's over.
Do you think that anything will change with Hard Knocks being integrated into training camp? Do you think he might
nope.
be?
Wait, what do you mean? What
like,
will
do
change?
You think he would be a little softer? A little
no,
no,
no.
If
it's
anything,
he's
gonna
be
harder to try to
yeah,
to look
it's gonna
to
look,
look better.
Cool for the cameras. No. We're going to practice however
Fuck
long
y'all,
we stay
man.
To practice.
Fuck y'all, man. Fuck y'all.
Because realistically, I think y'all going to be good. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all going to win a lot of games this year in Tampa. But let's just say y'all don't. If you don't win a lot of games, if you don't make the playoffs this year, let's say you go 6-10, 7-9, y'all don't make the playoffs, Cutter might be out of job. So what he's going to be using this training camp as is basically an audition for every other team that would ever see him on Hard Knocks.
I didn't think about it like that.
I didn't either, but I see that.
I just
you know what?
Cutter's
the
cool.
Shit is.
I like the coaches, but the practice is exact. There's no bones being thrown, so it's nothing to look
Brent,
forward to.
You might need
camp.
To work on that. You might be the oldest nigga on the team, and it might be time for you.
Might be the oldest nigga in the league.
the hell up, nigga. What does that got to do with anything we saying that camp is nothing?
This is what I'm saying. You're the veteran. You're the veteran on your team. You should go, you know what I'm saying, rub elbows, schmooze up to the coach and be like, coach, come on, man. Throw us a bone, dog. Because you know the young guys can't say that. They'll get laps thrown at them. You should be able to go out there and say something.
It's not just young guys. It's, you got to be a quarterback for it to ever matter. Real hard. Keeping it 100.
Jameis ain't going to do that shit because Jameis loves all of this shit.
And that's why
Jameis ain't taking a minute off. Not a second, not a minute. He on everything. Yeah. That's Jameis' fault. It's Jameis' fault. Damn, Britt, that's who you gotta get to. Get to Jameis. You gotta get to Jameis.
Like, he ain't been in the league long enough to change.
The only thing that's gonna happen is Britt gonna go up to Jameis and Jameis will be like, all right now. I see what you're saying. Well, we gotta work. You know, so that's the only way we're gonna get better.
Nigga, Jameis got bars.
So whatever. I'm cool with it. Like, I'm not like, whatever. I'm already in my mind like we're going to do the whole camp. I'm in my mind like that. I'm cool with it. I'll do it. But it's just not something I'm like, man, I can't wait for training camp to start. I don't think anybody is except somebody.
I'd be like that about training camp being over.
Yeah. Yeah. Training camp is not cool. I don't know why anybody would think it is.
Like right now, we 2 weeks from training camp starting. When it's 2 weeks left in training camp, I'm going to be exactly as excited as you want me to be right now. when we already played two preseason games, and it's just the third one and the fourth are left, oh, yeah, I'm going to be – you have me back on then.
Have you on then, it's going to be the same shit. Same shit.
You hear me.
So, AJ, this is year five?
Yep.
Year five. We made it.
Yeah,
nigga, we made it. We on. Brent, you're 12.
Right.
What are you guys both expecting and wanting to do this year? AJ, go first.
I'm expecting to start at nose, period. Like,
That's the goal. Nose, starting at nose.
I mean, OTAs don't matter because niggas don't got pads on and all that. But, like, I also know that I play better in pads because you know how I play. I play bully ball. That's what I do.
Yeah, you're a fucking bully. Yeah, I saw you throw Aiden on that couch. That was hilarious. Please send me that video so I can put that on Twitter. Please.
Oh, trust me. You'll see more than just that one eventually. I'll be slamming the shit out of Aiden.
Yeah.
Like during OTAs, man, I was out there balling. And like, I don't feel like nobody made more plays than me across the line, keeping it 100. So, like, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity because you know how it is. This is the first time I've ever been somewhere where, like, when I was in Miami, when I was in Tampa last year, whenever I was in training camp, no matter how well I did, I knew I wasn't going to start.
Right.
Like, I was going to be able to make the team, you know what I'm saying? But I knew because either a contract or a draft status or some other shit like that, they was never going to let me start.
Right.
This is the first year I ever came in, like, knowing, like, if you do what you do every preseason, you won't start. So be on your shit. So I'm excited about that. And I'm hoping that I go platinum.
Oh, yes. Talk about it. OTAs.
OTA on the way. You know what I'm saying? I let Brent hear the album yesterday. Let him hear the songs on the album. It's going to be coming out September 1st. Right at the end of training camp. That's also why I'm gonna be excited.
Yes.
I'm gonna be the first nigga ever to start and go platinum at the same time. So that's dope. yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna be dope. I played my new single that's gonna be dropping on August 4th called Olympic Gold for Brent yesterday. He kept singing it because it's stuck in his head because it's amazing. It's gonna be dope, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it. I can't wait for not just y'all, not just you, Meek, but for everybody to hear it because all that's going to happen is like whenever people hear that I rap, they go, oh, he's just another athlete that think he can rap, blah, 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 blah. You know how that shit works. Then they hear the first song, and they're like, oh, that was dope. Then they hear the second song, and they're like, oh, that shit is really dope. Then they hear the third song, and they're like, yo, this shit is fire. And then it just snowballs from there, and niggas can't get enough of it. So I'm gonna say everybody I played the album for loves it so far. I can't wait.
Well, I like a lot of the songs, honestly. And I would tell you, you know I would.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I would
know.
Flame your ass if I didn't like the music. I would look forward to that, actually.
Yeah, I was telling AJ in the car, I'm like, I'm glad your stuff is dope, because I would definitely be flaming you right now. But it's cool. Like, I can't even
I told Britt, when Britt first, you sent Britt first, the first song, and Britt was like, here, AJ sent the song. I was like, dog, I don't want to hear it. And Britt was like, why? I said, because I don't want to not like it. And Britt was like, just listen. I was like, man, it better be good, Britt, because I'm going to tell this nigga it's not good. And I really like your music. Like, I really legit like your music, and that's real.
Appreciate you.
That's
appreciate
real.
You. Yeah,
AJ,
that's
I feel like you do everything well. Like, you're well-rounded. You know, you kind of remind me of myself. A little bit.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Except with a better jumper, like shit.
Relax. That is definitely not true at all. That is the falsest shit that
Way
you
to
said
throw
today.
That in there, AJ.
Chill, Brent. Do not, Brent. You got to get your dick sucked, okay? Don't do that.
I didn't say I agree with him.
No, you egged him on and chuckled. No, you over here. You on this side, okay? Don't right, blur that right. line. Don't
what
blur
the
that
hell
line.
Is wrong with you, AJ?
Thank you. Don't blur that motherfucking line. But anyway, AJ, you're well rounded, my nigga. Like, you can rap.
Appreciate
like
you.
You're really good on your podcast. You know, your wrestling podcast. You obviously play sports, and you know what I'm saying. Like, you just a dope little nigga. So I don't expect anything less. You know how hard it is to make it in this industry though, because motherfuckers don't show support. You know, They don't show love. I hope you feel like I'm trying to show you love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I support.
Yeah, no, you are.
I support 100%, and I like it. I would still support if I didn't like it. I would tell you behind closed doors that I thought it was trash, but it really is good.
But in the public eye, you be on. Yeah, see, that's why you're real.
Yeah, I'd be on you. Fuck that shit. You know, we got to support each other. But Brent, back to you. You're 12. What are you looking forward to this year? What is your goals? You know, what's up?
Just want to keep playing well. I want to make a Pro Bowl. Want to go to the playoffs.
I remember you used to be like, man, I'm never going to make the Pro Bowl. You remember that?
Yeah, because I just thought no matter what I do, I wasn't going to get the love. It's still kind of the case, but you know what I mean? I'm cool with it.
Yeah, it definitely is, because your ass should have went to the Pro Bowl last year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so crazy that you had the – I feel like that might have been one of your best seasons and you didn't even go to the Pro Bowl. And you didn't make the top 100 players list.
How you top – top 3 or 4 in the league in picks?
Top 3 or 4 overall at cornerback in the league.
You top 3 in, as a corner. You top 3 in picks. You number 1 in pass deflections. You had a game where a nigga literally had – you had 2 picks and they had 1 catch for 4 yards. And these niggas we're just going to leave you off the program.
It's just little old me, bro. It's just little old me. I ain't getting no love, bro.
That's why
I'm not even tripping about it. So I'm just going, you know, get ready, go do my thing. Hopefully they show me some love at the end so I can have, you know, Pro Bowls on 3 different teams. That'd be a cool accomplishment.
So
and I want to win, you know, I want to win. I feel like we, you know how football is, but on paper we got a good team.
Yeah, I definitely wanted, especially with Deshaun. You're going to hate being around that nigga, dude. That nigga only run deep. You're going to be like,
routes. So, you know what I mean? I feel like we got a lot of stuff where we can do some good things. So I'm excited for that. And I want to see what happens, and that's what I'm looking forward to, really. I mean,
can I ask you a deeper question about this season? If you guys don't make the playoffs, is that a disappointment?
Would it be a disappointment? Yeah. I feel like
You haven't made the playoffs in a long time, Brent.
I know.
A bitch want to touch some postseason road trips. So I don't even give a fuck if it's a road game, wild card. Can a bitch get a playoff
appearance? I mean, it ain't up to me. You know what I mean?
I'm
a lowly corner in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, corners don't really determine that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm speaking to you as far as your whole squad. I'm talking to all y'all right now.
Yeah, I would love to go to the playoffs. It would be disappointing because I do feel like we got a lot of talent. What is the NFL? So there's a lot of teams with a lot of talent, and you can't really tell until the game start.
I know we play y'all in the preseason. Do we play y'all in the regular season?
No, we
don't.
I don't
think so.
No. It's the last preseason game, and it's in Tampa, too.
So I can't really make that much of a comment, but yeah, I would be disappointed because I do want to make the playoffs. Okay. But I don't, like, I'm not like 100, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we could be good, but you don't know. You're just going like that.
Okay. Year 12. Well, I'm looking forward to Brent. I actually would like for this year for you to get a pick in every game.
That would be so.
That way they have to talk about you.
Like, if you had a pick in every game, first of all, you break the fucking single season record. Second of all,
they still wouldn't talk about you. You stamped yourself
as a Hall of Famer.
They still wouldn't.
They would say, nope. In other news, Brent Grimes got picked number 15 in week 15. But all right, we're going on to someone else. That's how.
But did you guys see the Richard Sherman? like, nigga, that's sick. That's sick that you get no love. I talked about.
I don't care.
I talked about your interception in Detroit. Speaking of, shout out to Sports Illustrated. Y'all going to hear about this shit. We going to be in Sports Illustrated this week, bitch.
Oh, dope.
Dope. But they were talking to us about, some of the things that I hate about the league. And I said to them, I said, if that interception in Detroit had been Richard Sherman, Revis, Peterson, any of these niggas, that shit would be on billboards. It would be on every commercial. It would intro every Sunday night or every Monday night. Like, it would be a thing. But because it's you, it's nothing. How do you just keep going and not giving this league your ass to kiss after they just won't give you no shine?
Because I got, like these dope houses and cool stuff. I don't have to worry about anything ever again.
You're rich.
Money-wise.
You're rich.
So, I mean, that kind of eases the pain, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not really tripping about it. You know, that's why. I mean, I when I first came in, before, I thought, like, you know, like, all right, it's like every other level of football.
Brent, you need to stop moving and doing whatever the fuck you're doing. You're fucking my show up, all right? Sit down.
I'm not moving at all.
Your mouth is roaming around the goddamn phone randomly.
I'm sitting completely still.
Okay, sorry I interrupted you.
when I came, I thought it was like any other level of football where no matter where you came from or whatever, if you balling, they're going to eventually, you know, give you your props, move you up, show you give you the love. But it's not like that in NFL. And once I realized that, I kind of stopped expecting anything. And just long, you know, I'm going to just play, you know, make my family proud. And
get this
check. Cash them big ass checks.
Cash the checks and get on with it. That's all.
Checks. Niggas in the league are mad. They mad at these NBA contracts. Everybody's saying y'all should hold out. Y'all should get guaranteed contracts. AJ, what is your opinion on all this madness by all these NFL players comparing a 16-game season with 53-man rosters to an 82-game season with a 15-man roster?
Nah, see, that don't matter to me because everything you just say don't matter because the NFL makes – twice as much in yearly revenue as the NBA.
More than twice
as much as the NBA. And on top of that, say, well, four times as many players on each team. So that's why we can't play everybody the same. Well, you got more than twice as much revenue, and you don't have more than twice as much salary cap. You actually only have about the salary cap in basketball this year is $99 million, and the salary cap in the NFL this year, I believe, is $167 million. So you got 42 more guys on the team, 41 more guys on the team, but you're only paying $67 million more in salary cap per year. On top of which, you have much bigger, a lot of teams have much bigger markets. You are the show NFL. In town.
you are the show in town. So, like, yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks are in Wisconsin, and the Green Bay Packers are in Wisconsin. But the Green Bay Packers players don't get paid as much as the Bucks players. And guess what? Nobody cares about the Milwaukee Bucks in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, only people ever talk about is Rodgers and Jordy Nelson, period. So, like, to belittle the importance of the players, and it's really from the attitude of, like, coaches have been talking about forever, well, next man up. Next man up is in football. That's how you do it. And that, they don't do that shit in basketball. No. In basketball next year, if LeBron got hurt, the Cavs would just say, well, next year we're going to try to find something. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're going to try to find something. If on Cleveland, who's the best player on Cleveland now? Probably Jamie Collins. If Jamie Collins got hurt at linebacker or Joe Hayden, if one of them got hurt, they'd be like, all right, well, got to find the next guy to back him up and do all that. And we're still going to be trying to fight. It's because of that attitude, that thought process, people don't see it as an important necessity to pay these players as much because they feel as if, well, next guy up. Because sometimes that shit does work. Sometimes Drew Bledsoe fucking blows out his spleen and Tom Brady steps in.
And his gun.
And, you know, the rest is history.
So, but sometimes I hear you, AJ. I hear you, but I can't listen to you because you signed up for it. I can't listen because you guys won't do anything about it because the next man is up.
I was going to say,
I was in the league when they did the holdout last time. Niggas ain't had me at none of these meetings. One thing you know about me is I'll say whatever the fuck I want to say whenever the fuck I want to say. So, and you can attest to that. Brent can attest to that. Me saying it on teams, two coaches, and I don't hold nothing in. They ain't never asked me to be in the meetings when they go to the NFLPA, and I don't think they ever would, because if they would, I'm not just gonna sit there with my dick in my hand while they try to tell me some facts. Well, you know, we got all these guys that we got to pay otherwise. Blah blah blah. And Kevin Garnett's still getting paid, all right, to this day,
because they got a lit CBA. You know what I'm
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? These niggas still can pay. So don't tell me you can't afford to pay these players this such and such. Well, we only got 16 games. Okay, yeah. You got four times as many people at every game.
Right.
As an NBA game. The biggest NBA arena, probably like the Staples Center, is what? 20,000 maybe? 22,000? The biggest NFL arena is Dallas Cowboys Stadium. It's 100,000 plus.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to, I don't think it's a numbers thing. Like, money-wise, they could do it. People-wise, they could do it. It's none of that. It's just that it would take the NFLPA or players or whatever to really hold out. Really.
And
like,
the NFLPA works for the owners. I don't know if y'all haven't figured this out yet, but they do.
It doesn't – if you just look at – like, yeah, we signed up for it. You can always say that. I mean – you still, compared to your average person, you're making a hell of a living. But when you compare the contracts and what teams can do to players as far as contracts and the way
as well as like the way they tender guys,
yeah, like all of that stuff compared
franchise
to other leagues is crazy. It's crazy, and I don't know how somebody went to a negotiating table and agree to it. I really don't.
That's why I said y'all dumb as hell. Y'all didn't get those. When I found out y'all didn't get rid of franchise tags and y'all held out,
yeah,
I said,
I
what was y'all holding out for then?
How did somebody that's arguing for players say, yeah, you can give us a contract and yeah, you can cut us at any time, but if you do play out the contract and you become a free agent, the team can also make you a franchise tag.
And
then they can do it again.
See, yeah, that's the thing, that the franchise tag in and of itself doesn't bother me, like, if you can only do it one time. Because that's a one-year deal. You're going to be top five in the league.
It still bothers me, bro.
No, because they don't own you no more. The contract is over. It's over.
You're right. But I'm saying, as a middle ground, if you wanted to start there and then work from the fact that you can still do it 2 years in a row or 3 years in a row.
Yeah, you can do it 3 years. Because
they can tender you, tag your ass. That was about to happen to you, Brent, if you would have stayed in Atlanta. I guarantee you, if you would have played that year and balled, they would have tagged you again.
Yeah.
Because you got, you, they held, you were on a 1 year deal for 7 years in Atlanta. Did you know that?
Yeah.
7 years. 7 years. He had a 1 year deal every single year. We had no clue where we were going to be the next year. Every single year they gave this nigga a 1 year deal. The fact that you mm-hmm. can get away with that, you could never get away with that in the NBA. Not a nigga that's starting and playing. Hell no.
Nope.
Hell no. He out of there on your ass somewhere else. And you guys have no control. You guys can't do anything. These players get, they get to choose where they want to go. They got the league in their hand. Y'all need to figure out.
And the funny
out-
thing is, I've heard somebody, you bring up the argument, well, last year the NFL, their ratings slipped. So this isn't a good time to the even bring this up. I said, their ratings slipped and they still made more money than they ever made
right.
off of TV revenue. So if their ratings didn't slip, imagine how much money they'd have made.
Sick.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the fucking Roger Goodell gets paid twice as much as the highest paid player in the league.
Right. He gets $44 million, right?
I don't know. But he gets,
I don't know what he got this year, but I know he got $43 million 2 years ago.
Yeah. And you know what? The NBA, the average player in the NFL makes $2.1 million a year. The average baseball player makes somewhere between $4.6 million. The average NBA player makes $6.9 million a year, or something like that. Did y'all mm-hmm. know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why niggas always be working on their jump shot, and then when they stop growing, they say, you know what? I'm going to give this football shit a shot. Yeah. Me and Brent both was wanting to play in the NBA well before we wanted to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
And if somebody said, hey, here's a magic pill. AJ, you can grow 3 inches. Hey, Brent Grimes, here's a magic pill. You can grow 3 inches. And now I'm a fucking 6'8" power forward. And he's, 3 inches for Brent. He'd be like a 5'7" point guard.
No. Fuck out of here, AJ.
No, but he'd be a 6'1" point guard. Yeah, if we could actually play in the league now?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. We'd be in the NBA tomorrow. But, nah, it's not the way your life works.
Y'all slumming with these millions, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Free for agency. Sure. Free agency's popping.
I see LaMarcus Aldridge check.
Fat.
I know. Hey, me and LaMarcus got the same game. Same game. I'm just 6'5", 330. That's the only difference.
I don't know if your jumper is as wet as his. I got to see first.
Oh, yeah.
I can't
can
just
see.
Keep seeing it at LA Fitness, my nigga. That ain't going to prove to me that you got a jumper like him. Hey, he doing that shit against real NBA talent. Nigga.
I mean,
I
you
got to
take
it.
You got
to
take account, like, if you really play basketball every day for a living, your jumper, you have to factor
that
like
in. I said, I got to see it. I want to at least see. How about this? You know what we need to do? We need to, yes, that's what we need to do. You need to come next summer. We need to get you in a Drew League game.
Uh-huh.
We
got to
put you on a Drew League.
And just like when every time I go into LA Fitness, just like every time I go into Lifetime Fitness, just like every time I go into 24 Hour Fitness or YMCA or whatever fucking gym I walk into, I'm going to walk in there and everybody going to say, just like happened when me and Brent went to LA Fitness 2 days ago, we walk in there and niggas see this fat boy come in, this 6'5 fat boy come in, and they say, man, can you even hoop? This nigga Brent tried to get me on the team we was playing on, right? And the niggas like, man, can you even hoop? I don't know, man. I don't know. Within 3 minutes of gameplay, them niggas was like, give him the ball. He needs the ball. That's
we
what
still
we
talking about. Exactly. We talking about fitness. Anything with the name fitness behind it, I'm not – I've seen you cook these niggas. Don't get it twisted. I want to see you. I've seen Brent against NBA talent. He played in the Drew League before. So uh-huh. I've actually seen it because he's I could imagine. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to see it for myself. And when I seen this nigga play in the Drew League, I said, oh, that's who I would love to give him some pussy right there. That nigga. So, AJ, I need to. We need to bring Tots. We need to bring Tots out here. Yes, we got the house. We lit. Come on down here. Let's get some Drew League next summer. Fuck that. We doing it next summer. I'm tired of hearing about it. I need to see it, my nigga. I need to see it.
And then when I win league MVP, I want your house.
Okay, let's relax there. Let's relax. We're not giving the Hollywood Hideaway to anyone. That stays home.
To anyone.
That stays home. That stays in the family. That's a family heirloom at this point. Pass that down to Aiden. Free agency is popping. I ain't been paying attention. I did notice Minnesota's trying to do some things.
Minnesota's trying to look, yeah.
Yeah, trying. Anybody else, y'all peeping, is trying to make moves and move up. We all know they're not going to be the Warriors. And if LeBron ain't on the team, it don't matter.
That's where I'm at with all this free agency. I like it's all cool, but none of these teams are better than the Warriors.
But no, they don't have to be. You know what they need to be though? They need to compete all year. We need every game to
you
be
mean with everyone else they compete.
Yes, with everyone else.
Okay, we can talk about that.
I don't like when
I think there's one team. Like, if Minnesota, everybody comes together and Andrew Wiggins ends up becoming Kobe like people think he's going to, and it happens this year with the tools he has around him, I could see them pushing the Warriors to six games. But the only team that I could see –
but okay.
The only – I'm saying if Andrew Wiggins becomes Kobe, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
But the only team that I could see maybe potentially beat the Warriors, and this isn't the Cavs, is if somehow Pop does what Pop does – and makes fucking lemonade out of lemons, adds Andre Iguodala, and Andre Iguodala ends up becoming the new Manu Ginobili.
Iguodala signed back with the Warriors.
He signed back already. Just end it. He signed back.
Yeah. Cut that dream.
Yeah, but your only other best bet might have been getting Gordon Hayward, and he's gone to
Boston. Celtics.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yeah, that's a good spot for him because he's white. We're watching the Boston Celtics versus the LA
30,
Lakers documentary. Yeah, so Gordon Hayward's going to love life out there in Boston, and then they're going to lose in five games to LeBron, who's going to lose in five games to KD and Steph Curry. So
again,
it's just
too much. But the 82 could be more interesting. The 82 could be more interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want. I want a more interesting 82. I want to see more competitive basketball.
The West is going to be very interesting.
You know what's going to happen, though? You know how this all going to break down, right? This is what I hope happens. I hope that after this year, because the Warriors are going to win the championship again this year, barring injury to KD and or Steph, the Warriors are going to win the championship again this year. There's nothing to be said about that. But after this year, if LeBron James happens to take his talents to Oklahoma.
Mm.
No way, bro. Westbrook never passed the ball.
He don't have to. LeBron is the passer.
But what is the Westbrook's jump? He better work on his jumper then.
I'm not hating on him. I'm saying LeBron and Westbrook is not going to work.
Okay. One of them got to come off the bench.
They said the same thing about LeBron and D-Wade. They said the same thing about LeBron.
Westbrook ain't D-Wade, bro.
Not even close.
You're right. Because he has an MVP and D-Wade doesn't.
Chill.
You're right.
He also padded his stats. Chill.
Okay, and? All right.
So,
a lot of niggas padded their stats. Kobe took 50 shots in his last game.
No. I'm talking about niggas moving out the way so you can get your extra two rebounds. It'd be a triple-double. I'm cool.
Yeah, the niggas said the same thing about LeBron in the last game of the finals. LeBron scored 8 points in the last 5 minutes of the finals.
Niggas said,
oh, LeBron was padding his stats because he was trying to get his points.
I didn't say that. You can say something, but then there's facts. You can say something, and then there's facts. And the fact is that the triple-double was catfish.
The fact is LeBron ain't going to Oklahoma.
Definitely not going to Oklahoma.
That's also the biggest problem.
His wife ain't going to Oklahoma. That's what's not happening. And LeBron ain't going nowhere. She ain't going.
So, I mean, you can't really.
That's home. That's home.
I don't care.
That's home. That's home.
I don't care.
Home greater than Miami. Home greater than anywhere else, especially for a woman like her.
Because I lived in Maryland and I play in Maryland.
I'm talking about her. I'm talking about her. Her. She's already spoken about that. She wants to be home.
Yeah. Well,
home.
Guess what? If the nigga who bringing in all the bacon decide otherwise,
he could go, but his family gonna be there. He could go there, and his family will be there, and that would be another travesty.
Bringing in the bacon.
If the nigga who got a $1 billion deal with Nike decides he wants to go to Oklahoma,
but you actually think that would work?
That wouldn't even work though,
AJ. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, it just wouldn't work.
Mm-mm.
You say that? Why? Why wouldn't it work?
I would have to see Westbrook
LeBron literally makes every situation work because he's the best player
ever. Yes. Agree. Westbrook makes things worse. So.
I would take Westbrook over Kyrie to start a team any day. I would take Westbrook over Kevin Love to start a team any day. All the players that LeBron's played with that have been great players that he's worked with and found ways to win rings with, the only one.
That doesn't mean they work together.
The only one I might not take over Westbrook that I might take over Westbrook would be prime Dwayne Wade. But when LeBron got there, Dwayne Wade wasn't even in this part.
He was on the way down.
Yeah, so like I'm taking.
That doesn't mean they play well together though. That doesn't
but you
mean
say
that.
That. Why do people pretend like Russell Westbrook and KD didn't go to the finals together? Why do people pretend like they did?
And KD
in spite of.
Why do people pretend like Russell Westbrook and KD didn't have Golden State on the ropes about to be eliminated, and then Russell Westbrook and KD folded down the stretch, not just Russell Westbrook.
I agree. They both folded. My thing is this:
It
was luck.
He could do it with
that Brown. Season was luck. All the ducks lined up. The stars. The moon. It was a full moon. Somebody.
And guess who the biggest duck, star, and moon in the world is? Guess who it is?
Who?
LeBron James.
Yes, I'm not. We're not comparing that. I'm just talking about chemistry. I just feel like Westbrook wants to be the man on his team. Who's Batman if they play together? Who?
LeBron.
You think Westbrook gonna do that again after he just got rid of this other nigga trying to be Batman?
He didn't get rid of him. That nigga left. Keep it 100.
He got that rid of him bounced. By not
he
passing the ball. Shit.
How you get rid of him not passing the ball when the nigga was barely there? He was always hurt.
Yeah, and then when he came back, he was like, listen, I'm Batman still, and you know KD was Batman. You know it. You know it.
Yeah. I mean, they both got one MVP. Same. So,
this shit.
Yeah, both got one.
Anyway,
guess what? KD had to go join the Monstars in order to get ring. So.
Sick. He did. And you know what? That ring still fly, though.
Yeah, that motherfucker. If you hit
still,
the table with it on your finger, that should make a lot
nice.
Of noise.
Still a lot of noise, my nigga. The noisiest nigga in the league is ready. Lonzo played finally. LeVar got to talk his shit. He had a triple double. Peep game.
Yeah.
Y'all watched that game? I watched a little bit.
Oh, so Lonzo's triple double it counts as hooping. And LeVar's triple double in the finals counts
didn't,
as hooping. But Russell Westbrook's triple double.
I was just about to say I watched that game. I wasn't too hype about it.
Well,
okay.
I'm asking, what do you guys think? He got a triple double. His dad was talking shit. Hold on, Brent.
Okay.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
His father said he is bringing excitement and entertainment back to the Lakers with this triple double. This is going to be happening often, and he's never going to have two bad games in a row. Go.
Yeah. You ready? I could talk.
Don't do that. I will delete you off this whole motherfucking conversation. But don't play with me. This is my goddamn show. Okay? This is my shit.
I was just fucking with you. Go ahead.
You showing off in front of company, I see. You showing off.
I know one thing. I'll say this. It's the summer league. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
No, doesn't.
It's, no,
let me tell you why. It's apples. It's apples.
It's
apples right now.
Matter.
This matters to me. The summer league matters because these are all the same guys. They're all like the same mixture of guys. I like the summer league. I actually do. It's a warm up.
I'm not saying you can't like it.
It's a warm up.
I'm not saying it's not entertaining.
It's a warm up. It
I'm
really is
it
a warm up.
Matter.
Oh, it does matter.
Nah.
Why not?
Because Nate Robinson is a two-time Summer League MVP.
So?
Nate Robinson hoops sometimes in the league.
Yeah,
What are you trying to say?
You shade Nate Robinson?
The point I'm trying to say is, have you ever in your life considered Nate Robinson to be a franchise changer on any team you played on?
That has nothing to do with watching people play together and mix and gel and play against other apples and other rookies and second-year guys. That matters.
Yeah, but none of them niggas is going to – but only two, maybe three of them niggas are ever going to be on the court together, ever.
That's what it's about, though. That is what it's about.
It's just a way to see that player's game. That's
yes.
It. It's not a
you're getting rid of all. You're getting rid of.
Okay.
Go ahead,
triple-double. He averaged a triple-double in the summer league. That means he's going to average a triple-double
in the
NBA. It's just saying, all right, this is his style of game. He played against fringe NBA players and other rookies.
Yes.
And this is how he's playing. This is what we're looking forward to him do in the NBA. All right, I'm done. That's what you take out of summer league.
I think it's a way to see these guys. You got to remove the bums from college. There's a bunch of bums on these college teams. It's just role players.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You remove all these niggas, and now you got the stock of the people that could potentially make it. Granted, all of them are not going to make it. A lot of them are not even going to play together. But you have removed all the bums. The bums are gone, and that's what steps the level of play up for me. It is not the actual league. Gone. You say what?
They supposed to be gone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Niggas, just like niggas is supposed to be gone as bums in the NFL. We know bums make teams every year because of bad GM decisions.
But see, basketball's not like that. Basketball's not the same. You can't compare it to GM situations. No.
Because Sam Bowie was drafted over Jordan.
Who cares? What does that have to do with anything?
Greg Oden was drafted over KD.
Has nothing to do with what we're talking about, AJ. Nothing at all. Nothing.
I literally said that bums make the league because they're drafted by bad decision makers.
And what happens in the NBA is those bums get removed quickly. When you're a bum and you get drafted in the NFL, you have a career. You fucking stay 8-9 years, you drafted the first round. You're a bum in the NBA, you're gone, you suck. Year two, they get you the fuck out of there.
I'm not saying
so it's not the
case.
Same. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same. I feel like the summer league is exactly for that, to compare these guys who we've removed, all the guys who are just the role players, the people that got the basic little contracts, the niggas that could just play structured basketball, they gone. So it's a way to see them before you really see them in October and November. And I think it's more fun, too, because it's less stressful. They got on a jersey, like a little mesh jersey. Niggas is having
right.
fun.
They
have
a true league. Yeah. It's a rec league.
Yeah, it's not so structured. It's way more fun. Granted, different scene with the small, the courts all compact and all that, but I think it's good. I think it's
you say that, but
good.
Then the first time Lonzo Ball had a bad game, that shit was the leading story on ESPN. So.
That's gonna happen.
That's
the world.
That's because of his dad.
That's the world.
Dad.
Be ready. I don't judge him for anything his daddy say. Nothing.
If it wasn't for his dad and Lonzo Ball had a bad game, he was the second pick. He was the second pick, and he had a bad first game in a summer league. It wouldn't have been as big as it was.
Right.
Like, they don't hold that much to the summer league. It's just because
it's slow
LeVar
news.
Ball
it's
and
no
Lonzo
news
Ball.
Going on.
It's they're like, all, hey, we're going to make every game a spectacle. Everyone.
Every
time
single
he
one,
we're
going to get some clicks. We're going to get some clicks out of this shit. That's
so,
what they're doing.
So he had a bad game the first game. I watched the second game. He played a good floor game. It was okay. It wasn't spectacular. He ended up with a triple-double. It wasn't like – I watched it. It wasn't like a – oh, man, he out here killing. Like, it wasn't like that. It was just a solid game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they're going to hype it up because he got the vaunted, oh, my God, holy grail triple-double. So they got to talk about it like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
He's and all of this, Magic Johnson. And all of this only started coming once they went on Raw because, they didn't mean shit until they went
Sick.
On Raw. And then when they –
what
they
did
went,
you just say?
Ignore AJ. Ignore AJ.
That's when that shit took off.
Ignore AJ.
So wrestling made the world go round. Is what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Who the biggest movie star in Hollywood right now?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
No, but what's crazy to me is there actually has been one person I've seen in the summer league, even though summer league 100% doesn't matter. There's been one person I've seen in the summer league that actually, his game excites me, and that's Dennis Smith Jr.
That's what I was going to ask you guys. Hold on. I was going to ask you guys.
I was going to bring him up. He's good. My bad. Sorry.
Y'all just won't let me leave my goddamn show. I can't have y'all all again together because y'all trying to take over. Just get on my nerves.
He's going to
say, Ball, Fox, Fultz, and Smith Jr.
Okay.
People want to know where y'all ranking them early. It's just summer league, which doesn't matter, right, AJ? People want to know where y'all ranking those four players right now.
I'm biased. Markelle Fultz played in my high school conference, so even though he hasn't looked better than Dennis Smith Jr., because I don't think the summer league matters at anyway, I'm gonna say Markelle Fultz number one because I'm biased.
Okay, you going to hold three, or you just going man?
And then I was gonna say Dennis Smith Jr. because actually what I've seen from him, if I wasn't biased, I would have him at one, and then I put Lonzo at three. But I mean, Lonzo still hoops. All three of them niggas can hoop.
Y'all not fucking with Fox? Y'all off him?
No, he's not better than them three. Not right now. No, maybe down the line. My three out of the three you named would be Smith, Fultz, and Ball.
Which one's gonna have a bigger impact?
Remember I told y'all this.
Okay.
If Ben Simmons can come back good, like the Ben Simmons we expected to see before he got hurt.
The one we hope we see.
Yeah. And if the process can come back good and actually finish a full season, Brent might fuck around and flop back to be a Sixers fan.
I still talk about the Sixers, but it ain't much to talk about. So, you know
I'm telling you, Markelle Fultz, he might – that squad he got with him, nice young talent. Young.
They talent. Young, though. Like,
yeah, you're right. But green. So was the Warriors at one point.
I'm saying, yeah, it ain't about to happen.
I'm
this
talking about
year.
This year. Like, who's gonna these young guys? Who's gonna? Who do you think will make a bigger impact this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Lonzo gonna be able to take every shot.
Clear.
So
clear.
I'm probably rocking with him.
Clear.
To be honest.
Yeah, he got the green light.
Yeah, because Magic Johnson told him he's the face of the franchise.
That just pretty much licked his entire booty hole.
Yes, he did. But this is weird though because. He's not really, like, as much, you know, as hype and all that he's getting. He's more of a team guy. Like, he's kind of like, I get everybody else going type of guy. Like, scoring-wise, I don't really see him just putting up big numbers like that. I could be wrong. Maybe,
but
I don't know.
He doesn't need to be scoring to make the biggest impact, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Because that tends to get the most splash, whereas, like, in noise, the biggest impact. I don't know, but probably
I think if he were to, like, of course, his dad said that he's going to put the Lakers in the playoffs. I tend to disagree with that. But if they were to get close, if they were to make it any type of interesting where they were fighting for a playoff push and it was because of his play, not his scoring, I think that would be a bigger story than if one of these guys was scoring a lot and wasn't in the playoffs or wasn't, like, their team.
Yeah, you're right.
If that's the case, then Markelle Fultz is definitely going to have the biggest impact because it's going to be easiest for him to make the playoffs between the three of them.
Oh, well.
Because he's in the East.
What? Yeah.
Rude.
Literally.
Rude.
Yeah. Who else on the – what else did the Lakers – what are they hoping with the Lakers? Ingram going to take a step?
Ingram's
that they get the number one pick again?
Oh, so this is a throwaway year. Okay.
Absolutely.
That they get the number one pick again?
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
They're building, supposedly. Okay. They're building. Okay. But you guys, let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here. I appreciate you guys. This was interesting. I hate both of you talking over me and shit. It's all good.
We're more interesting.
We love you, though. I know I definitely do.
Look at Brent. I see you, boo.
The way you made that steak, you always going to have a special place in my heart.
Man, I'm going to get out of here. I appreciate you guys joining me, man. This was very fun and very entertaining. You guys, the reason that you guys aren't here with me in L.A. is because you're going to the Home Run Derby instead of the ESPYs.
Right.
You guys, which is a great decision.
You got fuck right. You. First of all, the ESPYs is what I wanted to do. That's me and Brent's thing. And we didn't do it this year. We subbed out because Aiden is getting into baseball. So you guys have fun at the Home Run Derby tonight. Catch a ball.
They might let me out there.
They might let you out there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they might think I'm Prince Fielder. They might let me out there too.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys have fun, man. I appreciate you guys joining me and helping me out. And, Brent, I'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
See you Wednesday. AJ?
I don't know when I'll see you.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll see you, but I appreciate you guys joining me today.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Peace.
Well, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today in this episode with Brent and AJ. I love having these two idiots on. Even though they talk over me, they talk about me, they dog me. But it's, you know, it's good entertainment. So it's really fun. I hope you guys enjoyed this. As we talked about before, make sure you guys check out Baller Wives August 14th. Make sure this week, I know a lot of people don't buy magazines, but go get Sports Illustrated. A bitch is going to be in there with baby daddy. I can't believe it. I've always had a dream of being a writer for Sports Illustrated, and now that I see that that's probably not going to happen, at least I get to be in the fucking magazine. So shout out to Team Grimy for that. And I guess I'm going to see you guys next week. Please remind me, keep getting on me about this, because I really, really want this podcast to be on video. Like, I really want to do it. If you guys really want me to do it, please keep bugging me about it. Keep bringing it up to me, because come football season, I'm planning to have this in video. I want to do it on Facebook Live. I want it on YouTube. But I need you guys to let me know if it's really important to you. So bug the fuck out of me so we can get this thing on video. All right? Peace. Forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going. Forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, going forward, never back. Yeah, puff cigars on the balcony. The background music soothing. Two masseuses maneuver. Maroon BM, BM Museum. Suede Timbs with a pretty chick. So coaching. Michael Bolton, but the urban quotes I wrote provoking. Poker faces, smoking aces, a broken token. Appreciation, I'm making waves. Wayfarers.